No change to a previously approved tuition hike for University of Alaska students starting next school year. The UA Board of Regents this morning in Juneau voted to hold the line on undergraduate tuition and put on hold until November, a decision to increase it for the following year. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Regents had been considering a 5% tuition increase for 100 and 200 level undergraduate courses starting next fall. That would have been on top of a 5% increase approved in December for all undergraduate classes. The board also was considering a proposal to raise tuition 10 to 12% in the fall of 2012. The decision to keep next year's rate the same was unanimous. For Regent Tim Brady, it came down to honoring a commitment to students.
We already made a deal, and I just don't think it's appropriate to go back and make that change.
The proposal to increase tuition next school year was made by former University of Alaska President Mark Hamilton before he retired. But Hamilton's predecessor, Pat Gamble, agreed with Regents.
I think that's an ethical issue, and unless there are extenuating emergency kinds of circumstances whereupon then it's right to sit down and look and say if the situation has changed materially, then we feel fair in going back to the drawing boards. But in this particular case, I don't think that's warranted, so I agree with the regents.
Regent Carl Mars said the president should put together a committee of students and school administrators to be involved in decisions on future tuition increases. Gamble said why not start with the proposed increase for 2012, which could be approved at the board's next meeting in November.
We can put that group together and start talking now and see if, in fact, there are other alternatives that, and we've got a number out there that we all know that we can gravitate back to if we need to, but there may be some other ideas. And so I think there's room for that discussion to take place with the students and crunch some numbers at the same time.
As an alternative to the 10 to 12% increase proposed by the administration, the UA Coalition of Student Leaders has suggested a 7% increase in 2 years. Gamble said it wasn't the protests on all three major University of Alaska campuses this week that swayed him, but rather the willingness of those student leaders to compromise.
10 times the number of picket signs would not have moved me at all. Peter's suggestion last Friday about how to go forward in the compromise position that they presented made all the difference in the world in terms of the negotiation that needs to go on a tough subject like this.
The Peter he referred to is Peter Finn, spokesman for the Coalition of Student Leaders.
It's a really great feeling, and it leaves me feeling very optimistic about how things are going to look going forward. It's great to know that the efforts of all of these students from different campuses, from the smallest campuses to the largest campuses, have actually paid off, and that the administration is listening to us.
The increase proposed for next academic year was estimated to bring in an additional $2.5 million in revenue. University of Alaska Anchorage Chancellor Fran Ulmer says tuition makes up about 25% of UAA's budget, but she won't know how the decision not to increase next fall's rate will affect programs and services until she knows how much funding the school will get from the legislature and the results of ongoing labor talks with university employees.
So we don't know yet what difference it will make. Probably it's about $1 million to us, somewhere in that neighborhood, which is always a problem from the standpoint of balancing a budget. But hopefully we will be able to make the case to the legislature that what we're doing has value and that they will continue to support us in a way that allows us to keep our program strong.
The Board of Regents' next meeting is scheduled for November 9th in Anchorage, where it's supposed to approve the university's fiscal year 2012 operating and capital budgets. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.